Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola. All right, all right, all right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Do you believe that? Guys, listen. I'm here Monday through Friday coaching you 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We are on our series, Let's Move the Mountain So You Can Move On Up. How to overcome what's holding you back from success. We've already discovered that we don't have enough faith, most of us. And so Matthew 17, 20 through 22, that is our foundational scripture for this series. God, we know that God wants to do a new thing in us. So we have to get our mindset in order. And in order to do that, our heart needs to be guarded with diligence. We know that whatever we are feeling and whatever we are allowing in our life, the issues of our life is springing forth out of Proverbs 4 and 23. You've got to go back to the scriptures that's in place for us, so that we can remove these mental blocks and we can put fear in its place. And so no one has to be frustrated. No one has to covet anyone else's success. We want to be free. And we can only be free through the truth, the word of the Lord. On today, we are going to be discussing moving the mountain of I don't have enough time. Guys, this is huge. Many people misuse or mismanage time. And I know my mentor, Dr. Miles Monroe, would say, anytime you don't know the use of a thing, abuse occurs. I know many people believe the extremities of abuse is that someone gets hurt. And in this case, it's exactly true. If we don't understand the power of time and how to use it wisely, many people will have their dash and will never live their life of their dream. We know that network marketing will allow you to do that because you're helping people. We're not talking about the industry as people have believed it to be, where it's all about get rich quick. It's all about the shiny and the glitz. It's about making impact so much so that your heart is so pure that making impressions are not your priority. And so as we begin to understand about power of time, you want to go to John chapter 9, verse 4. We won't be taking any callers in on today. I'm actually going to be heading to the airport here shortly to Shreveport, Louisiana. Hopefully you guys are ready for me. And then we're heading into Dallas, Texas on this weekend. It is time to put to work what God has given you. But let's go to the Lord together, so that he can give us clarity, give us wisdom, and the courage to apply the knowledge of what we should be doing with our time. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. This is the day you've made, and we are so joyous and glad we are here in the land of the living. Just once again, Father God, we come before you. First, we got to ask you for forgiveness, oh Father God. We thank you for your grace and mercy that we can even ask for forgiveness. We repent, dear Lord, for things that we have done with our time that is not glorifying you, that's not pleasing to you. Dear Lord, on today, as we are seeking your word, oh Father God, and we're seeking your face, not your hand. We want to get to know you more so that we can truly have the mind of Christ. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that our time right now is being used wisely, that we are applying it, oh Father God, to our purpose. Dear Lord, we know as we are pursuing to even learn about that purpose, we know we can't go wrong by serving your people because we know that that is pleasing to you. Dear Lord, right now as we're going out to do great exploits in your name, we'll be careful to use our gifts to equip the saints. We know that all things you've given us, all things we've gone through, is not for us, but to help someone else overcome and move past their mountains. We're thanking you, Father God, that our faith is increasing. Those mountains are disintegrating even now. We're moving through, oh Father God, everything that's held us back thus far. We're grateful that we do see the end, and we know the end is that we win. As we seal this prayer and cover us in the blood of Jesus as we go out to do great exploits in your name. Amen. All right, family, so let's go to John chapter 9, verse 4, and let's read that together, because it's extremely important that we know that time is on the side of those who respect time. And so John chapter 9, verse 4 says, I, and because we are in Christ, it's we, must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. I have a question for you. Have you ever heard anyone use the excuse, the objection, I don't have enough time? What does that mean anyway? I mean, really, some of the things that we say as we are having our pinky toe in the world and kingdom at the same time, many of us are oscillating back and forth, and we're not clear. That's why we have to press into the Lord and meditate on his word day and night, because the Holy Spirit will whoop you up and say, what are you talking about, Willis? You guys remember that? You guys remember that? We're talking about people who would say, I don't have enough time. But let's be real. We all get the same exact amount of time in a day. You guys have heard me train this before, for those who've been listening to Power Start Your Day for a moment, and then we start looking at and looking up to people. The only person that lives in infinity is God. Jesus is right there in his right hand, and so is the Holy Spirit that resides on the inside of us. But we're talking about while we're working here on earth, every single one of us only get 24 hours. So then why is it that some people are more successful? Because they move the mountain of the excuse, I don't have enough time. We have to understand that we have the power to choose what to do and not to do in a day. But many of us are so out of control in our life, we've let our life take control of us, and we're not even clear about purpose and unwilling to go through any type of pain for success. Meaning, some of the things that we may have to let go, including our thoughts, we have to abandon the thoughts that there will be no inconvenience to success, that there will not be any shifting of your time and priorities in order for you to have success. That's holding you back. If you accept this, your thoughts are going to change, and then so is your actions. You have to always be looking at what is the highest and best use of my time in a 24-hour span. Do you know that highly successful people, not only do they plan their day, but you'll see that they plan their week, they plan their month, they plan their quarters, they plan their year, and even plan their years, plural. We know that many people are looking forward to having a brighter future. But how can you look forward to a brighter future that you didn't plan? You can't plan without respecting time, because just like I just shared, your days are turned into your weeks. And so was your hours turning into your days. So were the minutes turning into the hours. If we reverse engineer it, even like right now that you are breathing breath, even listening to this episode, time is moving. It cares about no one's challenges. Time can't stop just for you. Oh, wait a minute. I got to put on my shoes. Oh, wait a minute. I got to get my head together. Time is saying I got to keep doing my job, which is I got to keep moving. And if you keep moving with me, then we can do great things together. I'm talking about you and time. The further you are able to not only plan, but stick to the plan that leads to your future, a brighter future, the higher probability you will have of success. We're talking about being not just busy, but productive. We know there are a lot of people that say, I'm too busy to do network marketing. I'm too busy to get on a call. I'm too busy to go to the event. I'm too busy to call my prospects back, my follow-ups. I'm too busy. And then fast forward in time. 1 year later, 2 years later, look at what you've been doing with your time thus far and say, if I continue to do the exact same thing I'm doing now, if I continue to think about my future and my business the same way I'm thinking now, I need you to fast forward for a moment. I know it's easy to go into the next day. You think it hasn't affected you. It's easy to go into the next week. You think that, oh, no one will notice. You go into the next month and you're like, okay, I didn't get promoted, so what? I'll do it next month. Then now the following month and the quarters, and now the next year, and you're like, I've been in my business a year and I'm not moving. But time kept moving. I can tell you right now, a lot of times people will talk to me, they'll be like, oh, Miss Jackson, I know you're busy. You better know it. Because I'm working while it's day, because I don't know when night is going to come. The word of the Lord says that you know not the day nor the hour that our Savior is coming back. And when he comes back, you better be working. Telling you right now that if you think that there's not going to require a sacrifice, meaning things that you feel you don't want to do that you got to do, you're wrong. The right answer is you need to accept it and start doing those things differently so you can have something different. If you have an atmosphere or friends or people you talk to and hang out, and every time you can get them on the phone, first and foremost, you can get them on phone every time you call, and they're always like, hey, what you doing? Nothing. What? Call them again. What you up to? Nothing. What you up to? What? Houston, we have a problem. If you have enough time for the answer to always be nothing, always available, that tell me you're not doing the highest and best use of your time. There's another degree to this where you could actually be busy. You move and move and moving, but it's not towards productivity. That's why we have even an income producing activity sheet for people to be clear on what is it that's going to take you closer to your goal. And if you're not going through our 7-step system of promoting and exposing and getting responses and enrolling, if that's not a part of your everyday usage of time, you will not see the results. Even listening to what I'm sharing with you is one step forward, but it will not take you to success until you use what you're hearing in your daily method of operation. I need you to know that whatever you're doing towards your time has to be towards your goals. Your goals need to be concrete. And so what that may mean is that if it's not God first and then your family and then your business, I am telling you, sometimes you may not be able to have those little nonchalant chit-chats with things that have nothing to do with your goals or where it is that you're going. These things are mountains in your life that you need to have faith enough to move and realize that you're not moving toward your goals. I'm not always telling you to just ditch your friends and let them go. And some people, you will have to do that. Have the courage enough to do that. But it's okay to go ahead and invite them to up-level their life as you're going to pursue yours. But don't get mad if they say no. Don't get mad if they say yes, but their actions mean no, because I'm going to tell you something. There's two things that's not going to happen. Your kids and grandkids ain't going to be looking at them. And God, when he's dealing with you, he only going to be looking at you. When you start thinking about sometimes those idle chit-chats, was time taken away from quality time with God and then with your family that now gives you the fuel to go out there and do your work? Some people are so confused as to their why. There's no whys that make them cry. So their days are idly moving past them. I can tell you something. Do what we're sharing with you to do, your calendar will stay full. And then you'll begin to really understand the power, the blessing, and even what we discuss as the 888. You know, you got 8 hours of sleep. And you may not always be able to do 8 hours of sleep if you're working on your dream, especially if you have 8 hours on a job. And then you get 8 hours to work on your dream. I know that some people, they realize when they're running late for work. They begin to rush. They even have road rage. They even are rushing out, dropping coffee everywhere, all sorts of things, because you're late to your job. Someone else's dream. When is there going to be an urgency to work on or build your own dream? There are some people out here who went full time, meaning they quit their job, but they're not full time working their dream. And you certainly can't think that you're going to be no time and be successfully working on your dream. Family, on today, we're moving the mountain of the excuse of time. We hear that so much that we begin to believe things that are totally untrue. No one can run out of time, because time is always running anyway. You don't believe me? Put on a stopwatch. Doesn't matter if you're sitting still watching the numbers move. But I encourage you to work while time is moving. Gonna leave you again, Dr. Monroe, what I always say. And anytime I see a dysfunction in my life, I begin to say, is there anything that I don't know the use of in this situation? It could be a huge mountain that appear, a problem, a challenge. Your responses to your mountains have everything to do with the outcome of your future. Dr. Monroe said, if you don't know the use of a thing, abuse occurs. People abuse time every day unapologetically. Let's change that for the better. Let's pay very close attention to our calendars. Some people buy these calendars and they buy these planners at the beginning of the year. And at this time of this recording, we're 8 months into the year and nothing is written in your calendar. Nothing has been completed. No goals have been accomplished. If that's you, go back and listen to the replay. Go to successwithnicola.com, listen to the replay. And while you're there, I'd love for you, if this series did anything for you, go in our social media feeds under me. Find me at Success with Nicola or find me at Nicola Smith Jackson on Facebook and Instagram and let me know how are you going to implement what we're talking about with time. We're moving mountains, guys, so you can move on up. God bless you.